And the priest
Yes, I understand your question, but tell me, how many times a day do you pray?
I try to pray 5 times a day.
So how many times during a year you are reminded of this?
But that's an individual.
How can you call it individual? Wherever it is possible, a prayer in commune is held, in congregation. So it's not just an individual act. It is a congregational obligation. Only you are exempted when it is not possible to hold prayer in congregation. So fundamentally it's a social worship. A worship with social element involved. So Hazrat Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has exactly said the same thing about these reminders. He says, how can you expect a true Muslim to go astray and become filthy spiritually when he attends to the prayer 5 times a day? His is the example of a person, according to Hazrat Akram sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, who takes bath 5 times a day. So whatever dirt sticks to his body between the two baths is washed by the next one. And as a nightcap, just before going retiring, he also has to say a prayer. And the first time when he rises up saying the prayer. I mean, verbal prayers and then formal prayer as well. So this is the reminder. Zikra lizakireen. For those who want to get a reminder, no better reminder and no oftener reminder could be given. The other things are just ceremonial, and sometimes ceremonies also work. So Islam also provides with such ceremonies. Once a week, in sermons, in Jummah, that is a ceremony. And then Eidain, and then Ramadan Sharif. So things are according to the requirements. Political requirements are different. Religious requirements are different. Political reminders have to be in accordance with the requirements. So should be the religious reminders. So as far as the spiritual reminders are concerned, Islamic way of reminding you is quite enough. You can't even cope with that. What else do you desire?